We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR studios. We are joined by a very special guest, a young man who is doing something that when you hear about it, it sounds kind of crazy. It really sounds great. Now, we've seen many people come through that have gone to every single baseball park in the Major League Baseball, but I don't know if we've ever heard of anybody that's bicycling to each Major League Baseball park. Matt Stoltz is here, bikingforbaseball.org. You can read all about his story there. Welcome to the show. Really excited to hear about this. What was the genesis of this venture that you've partaked?
Yeah, basically, I just thought of this idea a few years back. Kind of had it on the back of my mind, thinking this would be a cool way to see each and every ballpark. Because, like a lot of different baseball fans, it was on my bucket list to make it to all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. And I kind of thought, well, by car is kind of cool. Plane is all right, but biking is kind of one of those things that it really tests you physically, mentally, the whole nine yards. And it's a really great way to meet people in every single part of the country.
What's your projection? I'm going to ask you an off-the-wall question. On how many tires you're going to go through?
Yeah, so my back tire has a lot of weight on it, so it'll probably go through a few more of back tires than front tires. But I'm expecting to have to shift out tires probably every few thousand miles, and the trip in total is going to be about 11,300 or so. Depends on how many wrong turns I make.
11,000 miles.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
on a bicycle.
It's about getting close to halfway around the world. So it's a lot of zigzagging. I have to go from Denver down to Dallas and Houston, then back up to Kansas City and St. Louis. So there really isn't a straight shot to plan the route. And then, of course, you also have to plan it with the schedules of each team, because you can't really show up to a city and have the team be on a 10-game road trip. So it makes it a little bit more complicated to line up. And I know tomorrow I actually have to head back up to L.A. To catch a Dodgers game and then an Angels game.
So you started in Seattle. You went through the Bay Area to Oakland and San Francisco, came down here, and then you're going back up to Anaheim and then to the Dodgers, right?
Yep, exactly.
And then over east to Arizona.
Yep.
That sounds – and now you're doing this for a good cause. Tell us about what you're working for charity-wise and how people can help.
Yeah, so we with Biking for Baseball really think youth mentoring is – really critical in the lives of youth. So we are really big on just youth mentoring in general. So we're raising funds for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and you can donate right at that website, bikingforbaseball.org, and it's really a great cause. And we also put on youth baseball clinics in a number of cities across the country for kids and their mentors. And a lot of the times these kids we start from the root basis. They don't know which foot to put forward, but by the end of it they're playing a baseball game, having a blast, and really learning the game that we all love. And we always say if people can't donate, which is definitely understandable, just go contact your local mentoring organization. Get involved as a mentor, because you yourself can really be a huge impact in the life of a youth.
That's a great cause to get kids back into baseball. I mean, there's a lot of kids that have kind of fallen off. I mean, Major League Baseball is trying to do their part in going back into the cities and trying to get kids back into baseball, because there's so many things to do out there. I mean, you know, we've got soccer that's become huge. You have all kinds of sports that really weren't in existence 25 or 30. Well, they were, but they weren't played certainly as much as they are now. So that's a great cause. Good job.
Yeah, it's a blast to play with these kids, and they love the game. And hopefully we get some future major leaguers out of those clinics a few years down the road.
Really good stuff. We're talking to Matt Stoltz from bikingforbaseball.org. You can follow him on Twitter at @bikingforbaseball. Obviously, this can be an expensive venture, but I see that along the way you will take people to host you. You will actually sleep in random strangers' houses. That's got to lead to, if it hasn't already, going to be some pretty interesting stories, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. So far, I've been on the road since April 2nd. I took a train out to Seattle, and I've paid for lodging only twice. So it's kind of amazing. In the smallest of cities, I'll find people who are gracious enough to put me up, and you meet a lot of really nice people from every corner of the country. And it's really incredible, and it really warms your heart to see that kind of generosity being brought up from people everywhere.
We have to make sure, Jess.
Bloop.
Blooper. Hey, Jesse Agler, go do this. Bloop, can you get his Twitter handle up on the screen somehow, or we'll say it
a couple times we're good.
Before he leaves,
so we make sure
he doesn't pay for lodging ever again before the end of this trip.
Now, Kurt, I got to ask you, being a Major League Baseball player, you're out in the sun all the time. You're always wearing a sleeved shirt. This young man has quite the tan from this journey already. You ever have anything going like that? You ever get the farmer's tan like that?
That's a pretty good one.
That's serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see it on the hands right there.
I went straight from the long Wisconsin winter and a severe vitamin D deficiency to the Southern California sun in a few weeks, and it shows pretty evidently. So I won't be spending any time at the beaches down the road because I don't need any ladies running
away. So you're a Brewer? Are you a Brewer fan?
Yeah, I'm a big Brewers fan.
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah.
We know the commissioner here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
Yep. Yeah.
the cat might have given it away.
Yeah, I know.
And now are you going to finish in Milwaukee? Is that going to be the last stop on your tour?
Yeah, so it actually worked out with the schedule to finish in Milwaukee. There's other stretches of the trip where it's not the most efficient route, but because of the schedule, that's the kind of way it has to go. So I actually go to Chicago, up to Minneapolis, back to Chicago for a Cubs game, and then I finish right in my hometown of Milwaukee.
It's not like he can lollygag either.
No, he's got to make the schedule.
Yeah, that – I didn't really think of that before.
If he gets off schedule, he's not going to make it.
Before we started talking about it, exactly.
And next, you got probably the roughest stretch, right? You're going to Arizona, and then you got to pedal to Denver.
Yeah, so that'll be a good climb, but I always know for every uphill, there has to be an equal and opposite downhill, right? That should be one of the laws of physics.
You looked that up,
you
right?
Would think.
Yeah, so it should take me downhill eventually. So on those tough days, I kind of have that in the back of my mind. But there is one rough stretch. It's actually about a month stretch from June 26th to July 28th, 29th, where I have to bike pretty much 100 miles a day every day for a month straight. So I go St. Louis to Miami, Miami to Tampa, Tampa to Atlanta, Atlanta to Cincinnati, Cincinnati to Cleveland, and then Cleveland to Pittsburgh.
St. Louis to Miami?
Yeah, yep.
That's a long way.
You have to go from St. Louis to a game in Miami.
Yep, so that's about – I'll have to do about 1,300 miles in 13 days. So it's definitely a tough stretch, and it's right during the heat of summer. But it's one of those things you get up early, try to beat the heat, drink lots of water, and you just keep pedaling.
I don't want to be a one-upper, but our own Blooper went on a bike ride this morning, did a couple miles at the beach. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Hey, yeah, that's how I started. So
you really think Blooper went a couple of miles?
He made it up and down the boardwalk.
Might let somebody use his bike to go a couple of miles.
I went on a bike ride. It was good.
Oh, really?
I did a solid, like, 9 miles.
You did not do 9 miles. You told me 4 to 5 earlier. See, now
nine.
He's lying. You're going 11,000. He went
when
like
you get
five
down
miles.
To Florida, stay away from the turnpike area because it's the most boring ride in the world.
Okay.
Especially from Ocala down.
Gotcha.
So
I'll mark that down.
Stay on US 1, enjoy the sights of the beaches, and then you're good to go.
Good stuff. Matt Stolz, tell the fans out there how they can help you along your way one last time here.
Yeah, so just go to the website bikingforbaseball.org. And that has pretty much everything. You can track exactly where I rode, see my route. You can sign up to host me if you are fortunate to be living along the route and can help me out. You can donate to the cause, which is always greatly appreciated and goes a long ways towards helping these kids that really do need a positive mentor in their lives. So, and follow us on Twitter or Instagram, biking4baseball. And, it's a heck of an adventure so far, and I still got 5 months left, so it'll be exciting.
Really great cause, really exciting.
Number four, Paul Molitor.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Manager. Good luck, man.
Yep.
Nice.
Him and Robin.
Hey, one last request. You give us a call when it's all over. Tell us how it went.
Will do.
We appreciate that. All right. Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
enjoy Petco Park. Enjoy the rest of your ride.
Will do.
All right. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Our thanks to Matt Stolz for stopping by. Bikingforbaseball.org. More show coming up right after this.